Are you ready?
Good.
From the studios of EnglishMojo.com, program 9, the millionth word.
Wow!
Are you overwhelmed? Get about a million words thrown at you every day? Not surprising. As languages go, English, not being the smallest, can get a little chaotic. Something smaller might be a welcome relief. Ever want to learn a language fast? The world's tiniest language could be Taki-Taki. It's a Creole spoken in Suriname. Like to be the talk of the party?
Ooh, I hear he speaks so many languages.
Maybe Taki-Taki is your ticket to fame. Here, I'll get you started with a few words.
Who?
Suma. What? San. Where? Pay. How? Fa. There, you already know more than 1% of Taki-Taki. That was easy, huh? You could probably master the whole language in a few weeks, because Taki-Taki has a vocabulary of less than 400 words. English is a little tougher, and a little bigger. Sure, people complain about French, but experience tells me these are mostly grousing English speakers. French has a lot more words than Taki-Taki. It'll take about 100,000 to make your French comprehensive.
Vous avez un moral du tonnerre.
Vous pensez qu'il baie?
But that's nothing compared to the confusing collection of coinages known as English. How big is English proper? Let's haul out some dictionaries. The really big ones. And take a look. Phew, okay, let's see. Total words. Here's one with a 250,000. Oh, there's the big one. The OED, Oxford English Dictionary. Just have to slide out the books. Open the little drawer and get the included magnifying glass. Now, looking through the onion skin pages of minuscule type, I see reference to 300,000 entries. Wait, and about 500,000 definitions. But we're looking for a more timely view of the language. Yeah, we need to go to the internet. Well, I searched and researched, and doubled back and dug through PDFs and 404s and redirects like some demented archaeologist, and arrived at a website originating in San Diego, California. While some people who ought to know shy away from a precise number, independent linguist and consultant Paul J.J. Payak and his team have forged ahead. They've tracked the language's word count, and they think they have an answer. It's much bigger than the dictionary suggests. Payak edits the Global Language Monitor. He says last year 20,000 new words found their way into the language. His company runs the Your Dictionary website, which links to hundreds of online English dictionaries. The words from these go into Payak's calculations. Let's cruise for some recent additions. Yeah. There's one. Podjacking. Plugging the cord of one's digital music player into the jack of another person's to hear what's playing. Oh, and another. Ubersexual. A heterosexual man who is masculine, confident, compassionate, and stylish. Oh, look at that. Slackademic. A perpetual student who prefers the safety and comfort of academic life over the trials and tribulations of the real world.
Are we there yet?
Okay, so how many make up the whole English vocabulary? Payak claims we're getting very, very close to 1 million words. This includes piles of contributions that come from Spanish English, Japanese English, Hindi English, and such. Some are not what many of us are used to. Here are a couple from Chinese English. Drink tea. That means closed. And to run business. That means open. As we race along the English word superhighway, we see Burmese-shaped signs of our language. And two questions come naturally to every English lover. The first is, when exactly will the millionth English word appear? To that, Payak says, look for it sometime this summer. The second question, that's, what will that word be? What will the millionth word in the English language be? That's anybody's guess. The Millionth Word was written and produced by J.J. Cashman at the studios of EnglishMojo.com. As always, we'd like to hear your comments. Email us at EnglishMojo@gmail.com. Leave a voicemail or fax at 206-350-MOJO. And visit the website EnglishMojo.com to find out more, to download more productions, or to leave comments. Thanks for listening.